It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney.
Good morning. I'm Regis Philbin.
And I'm Kathy Lee.
Hello. Today on the show, we'll do a riveting new installment of New Spins Me Right Round.
Yeah, we're going to sing a song to the tune of Dead or Alive.
So just sit by the radio and wait for that.
Yeah, trust us.
Like a major new announcement about something.
It's an important day in music as well, the 35th anniversary of John Lennon's death. So we'll do a little tribute there. And also we have some new Grammy nominations to talk about as of yesterday.
Guess what? It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Let's start in local news here in Laguna Beach, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Demands for police typically plunge between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Laguna police are taking advantage of the lull to step up traffic enforcement today. It's part of a campaign to combat notorious records in Laguna Beach for the highest rate of pedestrian fatalities among small cities in the state. So expect to see police at locations where previous collisions have occurred: Laguna Canyon, North Laguna, and Midtown along Coast Highway. In the past 3 years alone, 3 pedestrians have died and another 63 injured in collisions with cars within city limits. Special attention will be given to drivers speeding, making illegal turns, failing to stop for signs and signals, or failing to yield to pedestrians. Officers will also be issuing tickets to pedestrians crossing the street illegally or failing to yield to drivers who have the right of way. So it goes both ways today. Also in Orange County, the Walt Disney Company has restored Walt's offices to their original location on the studio lot. And just yesterday, the new CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, dedicated them. So the suite of the offices, both Walt's formal office and his working office, can now be viewed by employees, visitors, and members of the D23 fan club. It will also be part of tours of the studio lot beginning in 2016. After Walt's death in late 1966, the offices were left untouched for a few years until Dave Smith, the founder of the Walt Disney Archives, decided to document them.
Cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's the exact same office. And if you look at a picture, it looks just like the Tom Hanks movie. Did you see that one where he plays Walt Disney?
No, I've not seen that film.
Came out a couple years ago.
Is it like Mad Men? Something out of Mad Men or something like?
Yeah, kind of.
Early 60s.
Yeah, it is.
The vibe, yeah.
It's really cool. It's a corner office. It's awesome. In less exciting, well, less positive, world and national news, many Americans are stocking up on weapons after the country's worst mass shooting in 3 years. Gun retailers are reporting surging sales, with customers saying they want to keep handguns and rifles at hand for self-defense in the event of another attack. According to Ray Peters, manager of a gun store, everyone's sales are up, every store, every salesman, every distributor. People are more aware of the need to protect themselves. Peter usually carries a pistol with him, but since last week's shooting, he says he's added a semi-automatic rifle.
Good grief. What a bunch of weirdos we are.
Guns on top of guns.
We are a bunch of very strange animals.
Well, to you, right? Some people think it's perfectly normal.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the cry, the siren song of the lunatic. I'm completely normal.
That guns can only be fought with guns, therefore there are guns, we must buy more guns.
Get more guns. And anybody who's, of course, I'm really good with a gun. If somebody comes with a gun, I'm going to be really, it's going to be like a scene out of Mad Max or something, or some cop show. Like, I'm really going to be able to defend myself with a gun. It's just completely bonkers. To somebody from outside the US, it's absolutely
sure. I can imagine, especially
bonkers.
For you, where your police carry pepper spray and batons, that it
and
must
they say,
be
stop.
It must be wild.
Or I'll say stop again. Right?
Then they get away.
So I don't know, man. It's guns, whatever. Yeah, good.
Finally, excellent. This morning,
go get some guns. Well, the first line of that was like, people are stocking up on guns.
He's
wandering around some gun supermarket with a big, with a cart going, oh, I'll have one of those, one of those. It's beyond insane.
Have you ever been to that gun store in Newport Beach?
No, I've gone by it a lot of times.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. It's got a giant gun on the...
Gary's for guns.
Yeah, man.
Something like brothers, that. Isn't it? Brothers.
Two brothers selling guns.
Yeah.
Newport Beach.
Have a gun. Come here and have a gun. We've got a special 2-for-1 guns. It's completely bonkers. Do you not see how silly? It's silly. I remember seeing that for the first time, you know,
the
many
big gun
years
store.
Ago.
Yeah, when you first moved
here.
Wow,
guns. They're like advertising it. They're not keeping it a secret.
It's the biggest sign in Newport Beach.
Yeah, it's not even a secret. They're not even ashamed of it. Not in one little way.
I think it's Clark's for guns.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, let's not advertise it.
This program is brought to you by guns. Looking in China this morning, Beijing has issued its first ever red alert over the city's smog. The Chinese capital went into shutdown yesterday in an attempt to protect people from the deadly air. It's the first time ever that the highest possible state of caution has been declared in the city, which has more than 21 million residents. The warning means schools will have to close down and construction and other industries in the capital will be limited. The poisonous smog in Beijing is caused by the burning of coal for industry and heating and the huge amounts of dust from the city's many construction sites. The problem is being made worse by high humidity and low wind.
Yeah.
So you can't go outside in Beijing today.
No.
That sounds unbearable.
Yeah, terrible.
Is it really that bad? Have you been to Beijing?
No, but it's not the worst place. Delhi's worse. Yeah. Delhi in India's worse. So, yeah.
So Los Angeles isn't even close in comparison.
Oh, no, we're clean now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good news. Well, that's the news today.
Good. I'll just count your blessings that you're not in Beijing, I'm guessing.
It could be. If you are, you're probably listening to us because you're inside.
You could be anywhere in the world. But right now, you're with KX93.5.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Morning, mate. What's up? What's up? What's up?
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Mm. You know, we like compliments a lot.
Yep.
And we've gotten a few lately, and that's nice. So okay. If you see us on the street and you like us, please tell us.
Yeah, do tell us. I mean, you know, we're very sensitive boys.
Very sensitive.
And we, you know, are needy.
Yeah, we don't take criticism well.
Not well at all. Not well at all. We don't want to know if you have a critique.
Unless it's really productive.
But let's say this. If you like the show, you should say something like this. And I'm not, you know, obviously make it your own, but do grab a pen and a piece of paper right now. You should say, oh, I love your show. I listen to it every morning. Here's some cash.
Hey, the Grammy nominations came out yesterday. I know you really probably don't care. You, Jason Fetty, or you, listener at home. Listener at home might a little bit, so that's why we need to talk about this. Right?
How is your Grammy? Is she all right?
You're on today, sir. It's my mom, actually.
I actually slept last night.
You did?
I actually slept for about, I think I probably got seven and a half hours sleep.
So actually sleeping good. For you is getting 7.5?
Actually slept, yeah, for about 7.
Man, you got to change something. You got to adjust something.
We got a water bed.
You got a water bed?
No, I got to get one.
Oh.
Got to get a water bed.
Would you like to know some of the Grammy nominations?
Go on then, if you must. Led Zeppelin.
Let me preface this
the
by
Beatles.
Saying...
The Beatles.
By saying
they're
that...
pop groups.
The Grammys every year are kind of a nod to pop music, right? It's that alternative rock, indie rock that we play gets shunned out pretty much every year in every way. And critics from around the indie medium say nay commercial
well,
world.
There's a section for alt rock, is there not?
And we will go through said section.
But they've knocked out a load of sections more recently, like, you know, Brazilian polka music, that's no longer got a section. I mean, all the sort of more obscure sections got a little shaved off in the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah. The problem is, I mean, it's the same problem we deal with on our station, that the bands who might be the best are sometimes the least heard of. You know, we play some bands that we love that gain notoriety 3 years later, and we're like, wait a second, we played them 3 years ago, which is very hipster and pretentious for us to say, but it's the whole problem with the way the radio industry picks up records. We don't really follow those rules. We play songs when we like them, rather than watching the charts and then playing the song. So that's the difference, and that's why it's kind of odd.
I know, but we have to admit that we are music nerds.
Well, yeah, and we're kind of asses about it as well, but but that's fine.
Assy, geeky, nerdy people. And then when these bands that we really like and champion become famous and do very well, we hate them then.
Yeah, we're like, you guys sold out.
We're not playing that record. The new record's rubbish. I like the old stuff.
Have you seen that shirt that, the teens are wearing to the concert that says, play the old S on it?
Right.
It's funny because you always think that. No matter who you're seeing, that's always your sentiments.
And people, they know what you want. Bands know what you want. They just keep you waiting until the end.
All right, here are some nominations. The Album of the Year, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, Taylor Swift's 1989, The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness, Chris Stapleton, Traveler, and, squeezing in from our genre, Alabama Shake's Sound and Color.
You know, a Taylor Swift sounds like a great idea. Every time I've ever taken my clothes to be, stitched or, get the hem done and everything, it always takes forever. A Swift Taylor would be a really great idea. I always think that whenever I hear that. That's what she does, right?
Please note that Jason Fetty does not write any of his jokes in advance.
Swift Taylors would be a thing. I took my pants in to be hemmed once, and then I got caught doing something really naughty and went to jail for a number of years. And then none of this is true. And then when I came out from the jail after 19 years in jail. You know that I spent 19 years in jail? It was a lot of parking tickets, a lot of tickets. I came out, found the ticket for the tailor in my pocket. I went there, and the guy said, be ready Thursday. That's how long it takes to get your pants done. So Taylor Swift, good. I don't know. You pay me to talk. Stop me anytime.
Go back to getting less sleep. I'm not familiar with this, Jason. The Song of the Year, Kendrick Lamar's All Right, Taylor Swift's Blank Space, Wiz Khalifa's See You Again.
Blank Space, that sums it up.
Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. Anyway, let's go to the alt category.
Ed Sheeran, he's a guilty pleasure.
You like Ed Sheeran, huh?
I can't help it.
I went to a Taylor Swift concert just this last year.
Really?
Her new album made a big mark on society.
Ed Sheeran's kind of a male Taylor Swift in a way.
Yeah, a little bit. He's a little slower and sappier, I think. She's more female empowerment.
But he appeals to the girls. I saw this gig on TV that he did in London, and my goodness me, it was like 4,000 slightly post-pubescent girls. I hated him from that moment on. No,
but it's the same audience for Taylor Swift. It's not like young boys are going to see Taylor Swift. It's
girls.
Preteen girls, yeah. Right. Okay, best alt music album. This is really the only one that we pay that much attention to on our radio station. Alabama Shake, Sound and Color, also nominated in this category. Bjork's new album.
Bjork.
Von Ikura. My Morning Jacket with The Waterfall. Tame Impala with Currents. Wilco with Star Wars. I don't think they did so bad here.
No. They should get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Highly, highly recognized artists, which, we can complain about all day. But Tame Impala's new record I thought was awesome.
And My Morning Jacket as well.
Yeah, they've come out. My Morning Jacket's come out with like 20 albums in the past 20 years. So I think they just made the list out of.
Aren't we playing a recent? We're playing a recent one though by them. It's got a sort of Steely Danny feel about it.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I was thinking about it yesterday.
Wilco's new album was cool, and it was a surprise, and it was free, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I quite liked it. And Alabama Shakes, even though they've been around for 3 years, have really all of a sudden exploded, and the lead singer, that woman, is in her own project called Thunder Bitch now. The big black lady.
Yeah, but they're making interesting records. It's only 3 years. Sounds like a long time to you, but it's only 3 years. Wilco, on the other hand, have been around forever.
Right.
Their records all sound the same to me now.
Yeah, I kind of like their new stuff, though. I thought it was a little bit of a departure.
Bit bouncier.
Yeah, a bit bouncier. Good word.
Mm.
So here we are talking about music.
Yes. we're stroking our beards. That latest Wilco track, really quite phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Let's play an Alabama Shake song, not one that, I'm sure you're familiar with Don't Want to Fight or some of the others from the new record, but let's play this one, Shoegaze, from the new record Sound and Color. Oh, one thing I'd like to mention. Courtney Barnett got snubbed, even though she was nominated for Best New Artist. She did not get nominated for Best Album.
Yeah, you see, she's been around 5 minutes and I like the old stuff better. Don't you?
Daily Scramble Live.
You know, it's important to point out on this show that we do a lot of political news. We do a lot of what's going on in the world news. And we do it for your benefit, not because we're historians or because
or journalists
or most that yeah we're
or
sort of journalists
on anything
yeah we
really.
really aren't. We know a little bit about a lot of things.
We're the man in the street,
right? But there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing either Jason and I, except for maybe Judaism for you,
even then, maybe
radio for me, aside from that there's nothing we know a lot about.
No, just talking,
but we appreciate when our listeners do, because it reminds us that there are other sides to an argument.
And that somebody's listening, which is really important to us.
Yeah, aside from my grandmother. It reminds us that there's other sides to an argument besides the one that we often take together. So with that being said, Jason, would you highlight the email we just received?
I can.
Yes.
I just received an email from a guy called Aaron, who says, and he'd heard us talking about gun ownership this morning, and I was just ranting about.
Right, we were just talking about guns on top of guns, having a gun, fighting guns with guns.
Let's get some more guns in.
Guns everywhere. It was in response to a story that American gun ownership is up after the most recent attacks.
Yeah.
So, the email.
He says, I heard your ever brilliant commentary this morning on gun ownership in this country. That's it. That's all he says. No, he goes on. He does go on. So I heard your ever-brilliant commentary this morning on gun ownership. I heard your ever-brilliant commentary this morning on gun ownership in this country. Would love to chat with you about the history of gun ownership in America versus Europe. This would not be a conversation about advocacy. I don't own a gun, but rather a chance to expand the mind, presumably mine, in order to understand the historic motivations or lack thereof on both sides of the Atlantic. The funny thing is that the conversation would start with the fall of the Roman Empire. Before you get too snarky, smart man, I know that they didn't have guns back then. Let me know if you're game. I would have been game, but you spell your Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe
R-E. Oh, cut him some slack.
No, I'm afraid I'm just not. No,
you know I'm a stickler on that. Hey, Aaron, thank you for taking the time to write Jason Fetty, despite his curmudgeonly attitude.
Oh, no. I was delighted to receive an email like that. And this guy is clearly an interesting and educated guy.
So I like that very much because, you know, if we're not representing both sides, and we try to do that while, of course, you know, oftentimes making our opinion clear. But
yeah, I don't try and represent both sides.
I like to represent both sides and play devil's advocate. And Aaron does a nice job of calling us out on, you know, in a friendly, polite way of not doing that this morning. So, you know, there's a rich and important history of gun ownership in America, and he reminded us of that.
Right. He doesn't say, but do you want to get him on the air?
Well, I think that's what he would like.
He would like to have a talk. I mean, would it be boring, though?
Does he want to go to lunch with you, or does he want to call the show?
I think, Aaron, if you're listening, I think we should have lunch, you and I, and have a good old conversation. I'd love to meet you.
Considering the phone's still not working in the studio.
No, that's also true.
That's currently the only option.
Yeah. No, I'd love to. I'm going to write back to him, and I'm going to say, let's have lunch
over the holidays. I think you did just write back
to him.
Did
I do that?
Because I think he's listening.
All right. Well, if you're listening again, Aaron, write me again. I like to get emails. And tell me how great I am, if you could. Thank you.
First, I'd like to acknowledge your brilliant invitation to lunch. No, it's lovely. Thank you for interacting with us. It means a lot to us. And I know we've said it twice this morning, but we like to hear nice things and we like you to chime in.
No, in all seriousness, though, I love a good conversation. I would love to meet this guy. He sounds very, very interesting. Good that we've got listeners of a certain level of intelligence.
That's what we aim for.
Yep.
715-5936. Although you can't call us today, you can text us if you want to say hey.
All me.
Wow. Loved that.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that's Calexico as part of our initiative to play alternative Christmas music. Green Grows the Holly is the name. You know where Calexico's from?
I'm going to guess California and Mexico.
They're from Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, well, that would be the place. Oh, wait a minute. What's the border town? Is it Calexico?
There is a town called Calexico.
Is there?
Yeah, but they're from Tucson, Arizona, my hometown. Okay. I love that. Beautiful. So speaking of beauty, there was a man who contributed greatly to music in this world. And 35 years ago, he was shot.
Mm.
You know who that is?
Today. 35 years ago today.
Correct.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Defined rock and roll, a leader of the peace music, peace movement, an icon of baby boomers, and Mark David Chapman shot him 35 years ago today. Chapman was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison, and you know he was just denied parole last year.
A few times. He's been denied parole a few times, yeah. Actually. Is he in a mental institution? Because he claimed that he pled insanity, didn't he?
I'm not sure where he's held, but his latest quote is... from that parole board hearing a year ago, he says, I'm sorry for causing that type of pain. I'm sorry for being such an idiot and choosing the wrong way for glory. He can try again for parole next year. I bet he really means that.
I bet he does.
35 years
later. It's not really good enough, is it?
No.
You can't really apologize enough for that.
Now, obviously, I wasn't alive, so why don't you talk about what that did, what his death caused among young people and music lovers and...
Well, for me, I mean, I was not really. I would just sneeze. Excuse me. I just sneezed on the air. Can I sneeze again?
You know what that means?
What?
It means you're telling the truth.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to at the beginning of that. Okay. So, where were we? John Lennon. Well, I was a kid. I mean, I was born in 66. So, when the Beatles split up, I was 4 years old. So, but it was certainly the end of an era. You know, that for me, that's when the 60s were over.
Yeah.
When Lennon was killed. I was a huge Beatles fan. I learned to play guitar with a book called The Beatles Complete for Guitar. And I went to one lesson and a guy said to me, who do you like? What's your favourite band? And I said, The Beatles. And he said, get The Beatles Complete for Guitar. And he taught me to read the little chord graphs. So you can shows you where the strings are and the frets.
Yeah.
And when you put your fingers on. You know,
like a tab,
not a tab. It's like just a little graph, like a little squares. If you imagine the neck of a guitar, you've got frets going vertically and strings going horizontally, and so you can show where to put your fingers based on a little graph.
Yeah.
So he taught me how to read those. I was 10 years old. Got a guitar for my 10th birthday, and then I knew how to read those graphs. Then, so I never had another lesson. I just went off and learned all the songs, you know, from the beat, because I knew the songs. So
that was your only guitar lesson of all time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That was it. So it's very important to me and to everybody, really, the Beatles. So when Lennon died, that was probably the first major icon of mine or idol of mine to die. It was the first time that had happened.
Yeah.
It was absolutely shocking.
I think
I'm sure it was life-changing, actually, for me. I never even thought about it before, but it must have been life-changing.
Kind of moving and cool what the Associated Press did today in honor of his death. They released the original coverage of the story that they wrote 35 years ago. Would you like to hear some of it?
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Says former Beatle John Lennon, who was catapulted to stardom with the long-haired British rock group in the 1960s, was shot to death late last night outside his luxury apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Authorities said Lennon, 40, was rushed in a police car to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead shortly after arriving. Doctors said he suffered severe wounds in his chest, back, and left arm, but they did not know how many bullets had hit him. Dr. Stephen Lynn said, I'm sure he was dead when he was shot. Police said the shooting occurred outside the Dakota, the century-old luxury apartment where Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived. It is across the street from Central Park. Police said they had a suspect and described him as a screwball with no apparent motive for the shooting. It goes on and on to say Yoko Ono was not hurt and talk more about Beatles' story and John Lennon's story. But I went to that spot last time I was in New York at the Dakota.
There's a Strawberry Fields Memorial there.
Yeah,
isn't
right
there?
Across, yeah. And I'm sure it's very crowded and lovely today. Right across in Central Park, there's you know, the quotes, the song lyrics of Imagine are wrapped around this park bench, and there's people on every corner playing John Lennon songs, and it's amazing. It's unbelievable how much people still honor that man. You know,
oh, well, he was, you know, he's one of those guys. really, I mean, I know he was from Britain, but he was kind of an American icon.
Yeah.
And he was one of those guys like a Gandhi or, I mean, I don't think it's overstating it. He only ever advocated peace in the world, you know, and he had a voice and he had a platform, obviously, and there's no doubting the skill as a musician and songwriter and wordsmith. And he was one of those guys like Martin Luther King, or he was a spokesman.
Yeah.
For a generation. It probably sounds a little overstated, but I think he was that big. Certainly, for somebody like me, I was 14 when he died. So that's an important sort of time of your life.
But even Martin Luther King probably gets less public tributes than John Lennon does.
Maybe,
you know,
yeah,
that's a big thing to say, but it's entirely possible.
I don't know. Martin Luther King's got a day named after him.
Yeah, well.
And a boulevard.
That's true.
And virtually every common room in every university in the country.
Right, but just the fact that, I don't know, he is. You're right. What I'm saying is I agree with you. I mean, I think he's just as influential.
Yeah. No, he's big. He's a bit. And he wasn't, he had a great sense of humor, John Lennon, as well. He wasn't, I always like my icons to be human. It's very important to me. I'm not interested in perfect people.
Yeah.
I think perfect people are hiding bodies under the floorboards. I don't trust them for one second. But John was a flawed guy. He had a difficult childhood, and he came from a poor part of Liverpool, and he was the class clown, and he was great with words, very funny guy, and snarky and intelligent. And I loved him, and it's just a shame.
I think what's one thing that's especially sad about his murder, I'm just reading this here, at a 2010 hearing for Mark David Chapman, the shooter, he said he didn't kill John because of his views or beliefs or anything. He did it just because he wanted glory, and he was choosing between Johnny Carson, Elizabeth Taylor, and John Lennon. And he chose John Lennon because his apartment was accessible.
Really?
So it was luck.
Arbitrary, completely arbitrary. What a shame. John Lennon would be 75 years old if he'd lived today.
Live and kicking,
can you imagine?
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. Can you imagine? Huh?
See what I did there?
Didn't mean to do that. Think he'd be doing Vegas now with Elton John?
No, I think he'd be just as big as Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Doing Hollywood Bowl and the like.
Yeah, it's, well, for me, it's a big deal. And, you know, if it's not a big deal for you, there's probably somebody, some famous person in your life that you can't imagine not being around. And John's, I can't believe he's not here.
Yeah. Well, let's play a song, shall we? This one, what year is Give Peace a Chance? Do you know? Did you find
68.
That?
68. He released it, actually, while he was still, it's a Plastic Ono Band song, so it was a solo song, but he released it while he was still in the Beatles. It's little known stuff. Shane Waldman's not here today. He would know all about this. Maybe we'll get him to talk about it next week.
Yeah. Well, John Lennon here, 35 years to the day that he was shot and killed. Give Peace a Chance.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Scrambly doobly louve on KX 93.5.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jason Fetty.
Morning.
So we like to prove something every Tuesday in a segment called New Spins Me Right Round. It's a segment where we demonstrate new music to you that we really love, some new alt indie music, but we also prove the fact that Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round from the 1980s can be sung along to virtually any new song that we play on the radio station.
It's the basic track for modern music.
Everybody uses it.
It's the Shakespeare, if you like. No, that's not true. But we do use it, and we have music meetings every Monday. People often ask me how we pick the music. They do often ask me that.
Do they actually?
People often ask me in my head. No, people do ask. They say, how do you pick the music?
Right.
So one of the ways that we do it is we sit down on a Monday, Tyler and assistant Steph and an intern or two maybe sit around.
People off the street.
Anybody can come in. And we've had a bunch of people over the years. We've had a few people.
Wow, I just had
through.
A brilliant idea, Jason. What if one of our like membership benefits or one of our auction items was join us in a music meeting, influence the playlist on KX93.5?
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
We could do both. We could pick a member every now and again and just, you know, email them. And we could also do it as an auction item.
Ooh,
so
just,
we
just choose
advertise
a member.
It.
I love it. I'm writing it down. Please keep talking.
Yeah, okay. So what we do on a Monday is we have a little music meeting in our little production room while Sandy's on the air, and we play music. We play new music, probably 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 new music tracks, and we pick from those. Sometimes we add 10 to our roster. Sometimes we don't add any of them. We think they all suck. But we argue and we throw stuff around. It's a bun fight, actually, is what it is.
But there's one thing that brings all the songs together.
Yeah.
And that is that all of them can be sung to the tune of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
Let's start calling our Monday music meeting the bun fight.
The bun fight?
Yeah. Bun fight time.
So today's song that we're going to reveal to you, which we really do quite like, I do anyway, is by Mike Snow, which is not a guy named Mike Snow, but a band, a trio out of Sweden.
Yeah.
Mike Snow with several eyes in there.
Two eyes.
There's at least two.
Yeah.
They
what
have
do you call
a
fish with no eye?
So Mike Snow has a new single out called Genghis Khan. It's the lead single from their upcoming album, Three. I, actually. It's written I.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. What do you call a fly with no wings? A walk.
I don't get that one.
Well, a fly would... It's got wings.
So shall we do this? Mike Snow's new song, Genghis Khan. We'll play it for a second, then we'll prove to you our hypothesis, which is always correct, about singing Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
No vest, no phone, and no labels to put on to this thing we keep and dip into when we need. No, don't have the right to ask where you go at night, but the waves sit mad to think someone's in your bed.
Spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
I just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit somewhere, cause I don't really want you, girl, but you